The shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station. Hey, it is the 5th of April, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm. Hello.
Hi. Happy National Gold Star Spouses Day.
Oh,
that's cool. Yeah.
Yep. And
I didn't really know about the Gold Star moms and dads and families until Carl and I went to Washington. He was invited by Pete.
Yeah, gosh, what's his last name? He's on the guy on Fox Radio right mm-hmm. now, but or not. I mean Fox TV, but it was for returning Iraqi veterans, and we were invited to get back just for a meeting back there to see what we as Iraqi veterans could do. See what Iraqi veterans could do in our and by talking to the senators and congressmen. So we were all invited back to do that, and we were able to bring our spouses, and Linda went with me. And we ended up on the White House lawn.
We ended up on the White House lawn.
With the Gold Star
families. Gold Star families had brunch on the lawn, and George Bush and Laura Bush and Condoleezza Rice, and who else came out?
Oh, gosh. The vice president.
And I'm totally drawing a blank. Cheney.
Help us out. Dick Cheney.
So they all just came out and just mixed with everybody.
It was great.
And I wanted to get pictures, but I just felt like, you know what, these Gold Star families, I mean, is that approachable? Just like going over across the restaurant and shaking somebody's hand.
Yeah, I mean, you were like within 5 feet of them.
And I just kind of felt
closer,
like, you could touch them and talk to them. So I kind of stood back only because the Gold Star families were there. And I thought, well, after experiencing a couple, 2 or 3 days and understanding what they went through, it was like, this is really your honor. This is totally about you taking a picture with the president. And of course, Condoleezza Rice, who I'm a big fan of. But anyway, so a little bit about that's how I found out about Gold Star families. I wasn't really aware of it before that. You and I were newly married, so very much military and the meanings of what it was to lose families and loved ones to going to different campaigns and wars, I became very much more alert and aware too. But today, to the decreasing lows of the high of 72 and overnight lows of 45. Tuesday calls for sunny with a high of 77. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low of 49. Wednesday, sunny, 75. Thursday calls for 76 and a sunny day. And Friday, 77. And the weather this week is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. By the way, they always bring us the weather. I just meant that's this week's kind of forecast.
I thought, do you know something I don't know?
No, 365-3793. No, they've
but
been
you
with
do.
Us.
You know a lot. I don't
also,
know.
Somebody who's been amazing career in the military, the Kenny, Chuck Kenny.
Yeah.
He's been on your show several times.
And will be more.
And Shasta Gas Propane, the family owns it. The kids are... It's a family-run thing, and he and his wife, they travel all over the place, and they do so many, like, missionary things. They're amazing people.
Yesterday, of course, was Easter, and I will confess that we haven't been to church in a while. And yesterday, maybe it's because of what happened this past year, and what's happening this year, we went to church. And it was a joyous experience. So if everybody's feeling safe today, I was, I wore out a pair of Levi's praying for everybody. I wore them all out for Ashley because it was tough.
I need all the prayers I can get.
It was like 2 hours straight of praying for Ashley. No. But one of the things they said is the church is now opening up. And every week they're going to go back to having their 2 services yesterday. They had 3 services at Reading Christian Fellowship. And so they're going back to They're going back to
8:30 and 10:30 services.
Yeah, but it was good to see people in there, and that it, you know, talking about, you know, the story of Jesus and Easter and this. But at least we're starting to see the churches open up. And churches are opening up now. I've from what I've read, it looks like the Cascade and the Civic can open up. Mm-hmm. It's important that we keep our lives going and we keep opening these venues up. My gosh, continued shutting down. And now we hear about, and this is funny, because remember how you couldn't say the China COVID?
Right.
It originated there.
Right.
So now I'm hearing it on mainstream media, the Indian variant, COVID variant, because it came from India. And I thought, oh, how politically incorrect is that? You know, pretty soon there's going to be there's going to be attacks on East Indians because you've called it the Indian variant, Indian corona variant. So anyway.
Okay. Now, so
I have a story. I need
go ahead,
to get
please.
Into. But I'm going to save that for 7:15, and it's about our DA and our sheriff and the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. It's very interesting, I believe. But so what do you have here? I have other things I can talk about also.
Well, what I wanted to say about a couple things that happened, I wanted to do a shout-out. They're not our sponsors or anything, but they did a great job. I was driving around because I had to share this story. I have remote controls for we have two waterfalls. One we actually bid on at a Haven Humane fundraiser years ago, and they allowed us to trade in the waterfall for another one. So through that, when Antonio's was in town, they gave me the name of a guy that installs waterfalls. So Brandon became our waterfall guy. But then a really nice family, we had friends, I think it was the old, former chief of police's parents had this big waterfall, like a triple tier that probably weighs a ton. And, they were going to give it to some friends of ours. They didn't want it, so they sent a picture to us. And I said, looked at Carl, I go, would you like this waterfall? So our waterfall guy went to go get the waterfall. Thus, the second waterfall. So we got the little one in the back, middle one in the side yard. When Brandon put in the waterfalls with the pumps, he gave us a remote control for both the back and the front. Well, the side one is not working. So I drove around on Friday looking for remotes. Everywhere I went, they went, you have a remote for your waterfall? I mean, I went to the top places. You have a remote for your waterfall? So while I was over there in Airport Road, saw these big sale signs, and I diverted completely from what I was doing and went to Axner's. Axner's was having a sale. So, hey, while I'm at it, let me just buy 2 yards of black bark, 2 yards at 400 pounds of rock I thought, oh my God, this is politically incorrect. It's called Mexican Pebble. Are they going to change the name? It's Mexican Pebble.
I have
400 pounds of Mexican Pebble. And
when I come home Friday, Linda says, here, let me take your bag. You know, I've got a little bag I carry, and I gave it to her. And she says, there's 400 pounds of Mexican pebble in the back of my car.
My SUV.
And
they individually bagged that.
That's not a good trade. You take this bag, and I have to move 400
pounds.
So we
left it there. So my shocks are probably gone in the back of my car. Anyway.
We just left it until the next morning. Then I moved everything, and my navel is pointing straight out because I probably got a hernia now.
So, anyway, Axner's, they were nice guys. I really.
You know, Axner's, last time we went there, they were really, really nice.
Yeah.
And I invited the daughter on.
Oh.
And she said, well, I can't come on because I don't agree with your political.
Oh, well.
And I went, really?
I didn't know that.
I said, we're talking about your business.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure where she came from. Maybe she thought we were somebody else. I'm not sure.
Oh, well, some people will
say
that. We've heard that before. With another business in town.
You actually have a brain in your head and you talk about things logically. And I, you know what? I'm not used to that. I'm a Democrat.
Okay. Well, listen, I was trying to say something nice about the folks at Axner.
Oh, no, they are super
and,
people.
And so I got 2 yards black bark, 2 yards, and I don't care what your political belief. I like your product and your people that
it's
work for
the
you
way
are great.
It is.
I'm totally
it's
in
not,
there.
It's not like talk radio. I mean, and when I go there, and last time we were there, we looked at the rock they had as an example. Okay, here's what they did. We looked at the rock they had as an example. We said, okay, I'll take a yard of that. And they filled up the back of my pickup truck with it. And I went home, and when we were dumping it out, we realized that this is a lot bigger than their exhibit there.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back, and I brought the rock with me. That, you know, it was like big as your fist, and the stuff they had was like, oh, you know, large marble, you know what I mean, you know, something like that. And I showed it to her, and so I met her, and she goes, well, that's not right. And we walked out, and she says, you know what, we put wrong rocks here, and she gave me a free truckload of the stuff we wanted.
Okay.
And so I said, well, what do you want to do with the rest of this stuff? You want to come pick it up? And she says, no. Why don't you just keep that?
I didn't know that.
That's where all that extra rock came from.
Now you got more.
It was really, really nice of them because, and she looked at it right away. She knew, well, these rocks are not the ones we should have.
Right.
Good.
So, well, I just wanted to point out, too, that I walked in there before and at Axner's, and I said, my name's Linda Bott, and he goes, oh, my God, you're the Botts? I listen to you every day. That was from somebody who worked behind the counter. Well, I didn't catch his name, but if you're listening this morning, we think that your business is wonderful. You guys do a great job.
Even if you don't want to be on the show, you don't have to be. We'll still talk about you. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Remembering our past and looking to our future. SST Oil wants you, as fire season is now starting to swing in, to make sure you have defensible space around your home and your buildings. Also, to make sure that you are prepared if the worst case happens, to get out of your house quickly and safely, and to take all the papers that you need to go with you. You know, birth certificates, marriage licenses, all those things, either in one bag so that you can just pick them up and go, and your meds, you know, everything that you need to be able to be on your own for a couple of days. But you don't want to lose in case worst case happens, the fire. That's SST Oil. Always on the front lines with our firefighters, providing gasoline, diesel, and, of course, jet fuel to all of our air transport that's out there. Give them a call at 241-1167 for any questions. 7:17 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Something things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show here Monday, beautiful Monday, 7:21 in the morning, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's certified by Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. Our team of experts provide preventive care and screening at high-risk patients, working together to provide high-quality care throughout hospitalization, discharge. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. It would have been 1 year ago today. 1 year ago, let's see. I just got out of the hospital stay, and that was something I really felt too when we had decided after, I don't know, a couple of years maybe to go back to church, because it was like, remember this time last year, what was going on? And just about clearing what it was to have this crazy year with many, many people, with COVID, with businesses shutting down, with lots of things that had gone on for people, like what? And it was just nice to kind of have a renewal yesterday. You know, we think about Christ coming from the tomb. And however you want to look at your new beginnings, I think it begins now. So you got something there that is talking about bringing us right down to, like, the career politics of today.
Well, you know, I was informed by Senator Maurice Johannesson. He says to me, we have coffee on a regular basis, and he says to me, he says, do you realize that the DA and the sheriff have, you know, once they were appointed to positions, have never had, you know, they don't get a cost of living increase or anything like that. And the, in fact, that people that work for them make more money than them. And I was kind of like shocked on that. I mean, yeah, we all have, you know, we can all say, oh, they're getting paid, blah, blah, blah. You know, it doesn't make any difference. The point is it's the board of supervisors and the city council who make those decisions. But I, you know, so I researched it. I asked them, about it. And it appears like in the DA's case, not only does she have deputy DAs that make more money than her, but the public defender makes much more money than her and controls like 20 people, where she has 80 people working for her. And then, of course, the sheriff has some of his undersheriffs and others making more money than he does. Now, I'm not one just to give raises willy-nilly, but, you know, or willy or nilly. But the fact is that you have the highest level law enforcement in the county as the sheriff, and then you have the DA, and you don't have, and they're making less money than people that they tell what to do. And that just doesn't seem right to me. So I wrote to the Board of Supervisors asking them, is this ever going to be redressed, or how do you plan on redressing it, or are you? And I've heard back from two of the supervisors. One was, I wrote to all of them, and One of them, of course, was Les Baugh. And Les said, Carl, the Board of Supervisors last considered raises in December, while Joe Comente and I supported increases for the sheriff and the DA. The remainder of the board voted no, which would have been Modi, Rickert, and Morgan. At that time, I projected an exodus from top positions. It's a popular sentiment to say that elected officials should never receive a raise, but at some point, the best qualified will look elsewhere. It's already happening. And I'm going to skip through this. And here's the additional challenge. Once leaders do leave, who's going to take their place when second in command already make more without the headaches of running for office? Check out this letter, and it's from Brian Muir, who is the auditor-controller, or is auditor-controller, and it saved Shasta County well over $100 million. There's an old saying, you get what you pay for. Unfortunately, it appears to be our path forward. Short-sighted at best, and this is from Les. Now, this is a letter from Brian Muir, who is the auditor-controller of Shasta County. It is an elected position, but this is the letter, and it's to the Board of Supervisors and CC Matt Pontes, the CEO of the Chief Executive Officer there. Subject letter of resignation. Honorable board members, I've decided to leave my position as auditor controller. My last day with Shasta County will be June 30th, 2021. I ask that the board not provide any form of recognition for my service to the county. Any recognition would be disingenuous since the board has not seen fit to recognize any elected department head or respect our performance with even a cost of living increase in 6 years. During that period, you gave cost of living pay increases to appointed department heads 6 times for a total increase of 21.9%. Nevertheless, I certainly wish for the best for all of you. I would like to recognize former County Executive Officer Larry Lees for a great working relationship and his support of our many initiatives to improve Shasta County finances. In addition, I'd like to thank the citizens of Shasta County for allowing me to serve as their auditor controller. I have enjoyed working in Shasta County and I'm proud of my staff's accomplishments. So here's our auditor controller. Now, it's an elected position. And as I've heard one of the board say that, or I think I've heard him say this or read it, that, hey, those are elected positions. Nobody's forcing them to run. On the other hand, and this is the weirdest thing, on the other hand, it's the Board of Supervisors who says what their pay is going to be. So is it fair to have the chief law enforcement officer and the chief the district attorney who handles all of those court cases and runs it make less money than their subordinates? Now, the second letter I got was, or the second response I got was from Patrick Jones. Hi, Carl. There have been many raises in the sheriff and DA office in the last year. And there was. They raised the pay of the deputies and the other people, not the sheriff. And for some of the DA, they have, but not the DA. I was not part of them then. This has created the problem, so I'm sure there'll be more raises soon, and I will not support them. Patrick. Okay, but I think is what Patrick was saying is that they're going to bring it up again, and I'm not going to support it. So there's one vote against. So if somehow, if you want to see the DA and the sheriff make at least as much money as the people they're telling what to do, I don't know. What do? Call your board? Call your, call the Board of Supervisors or what? However, I just thought that was interesting. And the fact that Brian Muir is leaving, and he said, I don't want you to give me recognition for my service. You know what? If you wanted to recognize my service, at least you do is give me a cost of living increase. So in other words, he's lost 21% of his salary over the last 6 years as compared to the other department heads. So.
Well, he's making a stand, and, I think that I understand how he feels like, on one hand. On the other hand is, like, I know personally that we feel like if our staff is successful, then that's great. You know?
Well,
sometimes they make more money than we do.
Well, I can tell you in two cases right now they make more money than we do. But the point is, I think, on this one, is, no, I don't think, you know, I think the what we pay a lot of our government employees is high. On the other hand, if you want to have try and get people in here, whether they're police or other people that are expert in what they do, then you're going to have to pay the market price. My complaint on this is not their, you know, the fact that they have people working for them that make more money than they do with less responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are elected officials. Yes, they chose to run for this. However, comma, the people, they should be at least parity with their employees, at least, you know, mm-hmm. a dollar more.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, the board doesn't think that. And, you know, at some point, that works on you. You know that, okay, I'm doing the best job I can. And then, well, what about this then? Say the sheriff decides, I'm not going to run again. So who's going to fleet up to take his spot? Is it going to be the number two guy who is making more money than the sheriff right now, but knows that when he fleets up, he's not going to get another raise. That's it. And if he's in and we, what we want is we want people in there for a, kind of an extended period
right.
of time. You know.
Got to take a break. All right. So coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, of course, we have the first Monday of every month. We have our folks from Enjoy. We really like to hear what they have going on in their magazine. A lot of it has to do with, you know, community, who's doing what. New stores are opening everywhere, folks. We've got a downtown Reading that is changing every single day. And, of course, we do have some major road conditions right now with Bocelli and Hartnell and a couple other places. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Powerhouse Solar. Is the elite dealer for SunPower. Solar energy makes financial sense, and you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. Now, you can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. Keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever with Powerhouse Solar. Give them a call today at 275-5600. 275-5600, Powerhouse Solar. We'll be right back.
These boots are made for walking. And that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion starting April 1st through June 24th. Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th. Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th and one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bach.
And good morning, and with us on the line is Sandra Jennings. Sandra is going to start being a Monday morning once a month, probably right before the Enjoy magazine segment, who is our famous astrologist. You might have heard her on my evening show. And she's just kind of boiled it down to, oh, good morning, Sandra.
Well, good morning, Linda and Carl.
Yes.
Yes, I've been a practicing astrologer for 50 years, and this morning I'm going to explain how everyone can use the energy of the upcoming Aries new moon on April 11th, because it will support all of us to launch new projects this time of year. The new moon is always the beginning of a lunar month, which is only 28 days. It's different than the Julian calendar. And whenever the sun and the moon are in the same sign, degree, and minute, that's the beginning of that month. And we always set the tone for our activities by what sign the sun and the moon are going to be in. And on April 11th, they're going to be in Aries, the first sign of the zodiac.
All right. Well, what else? You've got this time.
Well, that means it's the beginning of the year. It's the beginning sign. So it helps us to push forward, giving us the energy of this fire sign Aries, which works really well with the fiery sun. And it inspires us to get started and launch new projects, especially now when so many people have been suppressed by the rules and regulations of COVID-19. So we can plow new ground. We can bravely start the things that we've been kept from doing in the last year. And we want to look to find the 23rd degree of Aries. That's the degree where the sun and the moon join. And if we find that in our birth chart, that'll tell us the area of our life where the entire solar system is going to support us going forward to enlarge on that particular area of our life. And this the Aries energy of that sign, Aries as the first sign of the zodiac, it represents the spring, the time when things come alive, when the flowers bud, the trees bud, the animals mate. So we can use that energy to help us, to energize us, literally. We're getting the energy of the sun and the moon so that we can get moving on whatever we've been held back from, and have the bravery, have the courage, have the inspiration to jump forward, impulsively grasp at our future, which is a wonderful thing to be in charge. To remember, we can co-create our own lives. And if we meditate on that new moon energy on the evening of the April 11th, when the moon is dark, it's called the dark of the moon, at the new moon, we can grasp that energy, integrate it into ourselves, and use it to be able to activate whatever things we want to do starting this year. This is the beginning of the natural year. the year that that farmers and the ancients, at the beginning of the year that the farmers and the ancients have used. It starts in at the equinox when the sun first hits Aries, that first powerful sign. So remember, the ram is Aries. That's the symbol. Aries pushes forward with its head first. We can all be a lot more headstrong now to achieve what we want and have the energy of the sun and the moon to underpin us. Mm-hmm. And now in 2 weeks after that, on April 26th, that's when the sun and the moon will be opposite each other in the sky. That will be the full moon. And at that time, our projects will start bearing the first fruit of the energy that we were putting out starting on the new moon. So at that particular time, the sun will be in Taurus and the moon will be in Scorpio. And remember, the moon is associated with emotions, with your feelings. Scorpio is a water sign, so people will be much more intensely emotional at that full moon. You know, that always happens at full moon.
Right.
People tend to act out a little bit more. And so emotions will be felt much with a lot more intensity because that particular sign, Scorpio, the scorpion, is associated with intense, like being ready to spring. So at that time, we'll get some sort of a surprise or a comforting or a satisfying result from our energies, from what we started at the new moon. And this particular new moon is especially lucky, let's say, because the sun and the moon at 23 degrees of Aries are in a very friendly relationship to the biggest planet in our solar system, to Jupiter. And Jupiter is the protector. It protects our entire solar system and the Earth included and all of us on it from anything coming from outer space. So it will absorb incoming comets or meteors, so they never hit the Earth. So Jupiter is a protector, and as the largest planet in the solar system, it will maximize the new moon energy of Aries. So we will we'll all be able to feel it. We're probably starting to feel the energy of spring right now, but once we get to April 11th, which is on a Sunday, next Sunday, we're really going to feel this, and we want to get out there and get started with something. Aries is an initiatory sign. It helps us to begin things.
Projects.
That have bottled up before inside us.
Well, good, because we all know that when we look at, Sandra, and you've talked about this on the show before, and this is a real positive push forward, what you're bringing on to the morning show. But we did talk in the nighttime show last month about how there were so many planets, and we've heard about Mercury in retrograde, but at one time we had three. And this was that we all went through like a period also with the COVID of just like feeling like things on the planet, like, we're so backwards. We're feeling that this in 2021, this April, we have a surge of moving forward, which we have felt stuck in the muck here for some time.
Exactly true. And all the planets, when we look at them from the Earth, from our viewpoint, they're all direct. They're all moving forward, which also pushes us all forward. We're not looking backward. We're not reconsidering. We're not going, oh, poor me. I'm stuck. I can't go forward. Everything is supporting us to move forward. Things are opening up, businesses and schools and all of our activities. People want to get out there and go. Well, it's wonderful now that our entire solar system is going to support that moving forward. So feel confident. Take the cue from Aries and push forward. Be headstrong and go for what you want.
Okay, Sandra, so you have an organization that meets, I think, is it monthly or bimonthly, through a website?
Sure, and you can find out about it. It's called the Chiron Society. You can go to Sandra Jennings Astrology, which is my website on Gmail. You can also go to Facebook, Sandra Jennings or Sandra Jennings Astrology, and get more information about my astrology discussion group called Chiron Society, and it meets on the Wednesday before the new moon and the Wednesday before the full moon. When I explain this further And also, everyone who attends, I do their birth chart, and I'll make a comparison of what's going on in the heavens to their birth chart so I can individualize the message, tell them exactly where. This is where you can use this new moon energy, where you'll be the most effective. So I love to do that for people and introduce them to the wonderful scientific principles of astrology. Thank you so much for letting me explain this morning, Linda. I really
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sandra Jennings. We really appreciate it. And now we do have to take a break. You'll be here the first Monday next month as well. And again, you can go to Chiron Society or Sandra Jennings.
Society.
There you go. Oh, thank you, Sandra.
Or Sandra Jennings on Facebook. You guys,
okay. Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, started 12 years ago by retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, and now is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 46 different locations. The most complete CCW training, and don't let lack of ammunition keep you from going and training to receive your CCW. Northern Firearms Instruction will provide, through letting you buy ammunition for the class. It can only be used for class. It's not extra ammunition you can take home. No, it can only be used during the class, but at least you'll be able to qualify. And then you can get your CCW. For more information, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. 7:46 in the morning at the 5th of April, and we'll be right back.
What if we rewrite stars? Say you were made. Nothing could keep us apart. You'd be the one I was meant to find. It's up to you, and it's up to me. No one can say what we get to be. So why don't we rewrite the stars? Maybe the world could be ours tonight.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the Visible River Aquarium, Caverns Exhibits, Parrot Playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
Hi, this is Grant Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, or visit us at estategranite.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Turtle Bay Spring Plant Sale coming up on Saturday, April 3rd. Members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. California native and climate acclimated plants from all around the world, primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Good morning, 53 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a decrease in clouds today with a high of 72, overnight lows of 45. Tomorrow, 77, sunny, and on Wednesday it was 75, Thursday, high is 76, and Friday, sunny with 77. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all of your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. That's Maxwell Insurance. And on the phone, we have Richard. Good morning, Richard. What's on your mind?
Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody had a nice, quiet, relaxing weekend where they really focused on the important things of life as I did. I definitely needed a little reset, so I got that. Hope everybody else did. Hey, your astrologist friend, I wonder maybe if on our next show she can talk about how the evil people in the world, if when these planets line up, if that makes them less evil, does it take their evil away? I don't know. She talks about the optimist, and that's great, and changing your attitudes, but then how does that affect all the bad stuff? Just an open question for her, because, you know, I think that's something I'd actually be interested in that answer. But I did have a question on Mr. Muir, a comment on Mr. Muir.
Okay.
Who's leaving our assessor. You know, this whole salary issue is just ridiculous. You know, when our median income, 2018 is the last statistic I've seen, the median household income is $48,000 in Jackson County, and most of our government employees are making twice that, three times that. That's most of the employees, let alone the folks in the upper echelons who are making $150,000, $200,000 plus. I don't know how these people are complaining. Really? I mean, they're making such good money, plus their benefit packages to live in this county, which is not a very expensive county to live in compared to the rest of them. That's just really amazing that we've really lost sight of the term public servant. You know, 30-plus years ago, yeah, I'm old, 30-plus years ago, public servant meant, okay, you got to serve the public, you made an average or so wage and benefit package, but you had the job security. That was really the benefit of being a public servant. Was a job security. And the retirement. Yes, I get that. But I mean, the job security was really supposed to be the main benefit of being a public servant. Not my salary has to be 5% higher than my underlings. I mean, come on, people. And then I just want to have a quick comment from Mr. Muir. Please make sure to leave a forwarding address, because when we take our county back and we start the real audits that are going to happen. Yeah, we need places to send the subpoenas to. So, you guys have a great day.
Okay, Richard. You know what?
That was really great. You listened.
But he made a. But this is another point here. Is if that was why people went to work for state, feds, counties, cities, is your job, you had job security, and at the end of the job, you had a retirement. You got paid the same, if not just a little bit less than the community itself, because you had that. And so now, as Richard said, many of our, not all, and it's not all of them by any means, but when you get into the managers and such, their pay is quite a bit higher than the average salary of, the median salary of people in Reading. And so the problem with that is people that are making less money are paying people that make much more money, paying their salary with their taxes in this. And the point I was making is this. If you've got somebody in a position, then that person should be making at least as much money as their subordinates. At least as much. It doesn't have to mean more, but at least as much as their subordinates, because they're the one as the heat comes down on. If there's a problem in the DA's office, you don't go after the assistant DA who did it, you go after the DA. If somebody in the sheriff's office, a deputy does something, then you go after the sheriff. They have that responsibility. That's part of it. So, but it's a good point that that's it changed dramatically in the last 30 years. Is the salaries. So, okay. The vaccination passports. Does this bother you, hon?
Yes.
A vaccination passport, and the city of New York is doing it already. To if you're going to go to events, which state residents will need to show in order to get into most sports and entertainment venues. Now, this came out because people are starting, oh, okay, they're making fake vaccination passports, and now the FBI has said, you know, if you do fake passports, these fake vaccine passports, that can be punishable. It's against the law, especially if you're using Health and Human Services or any of those things on it, right? So the bottom line on this is, New York is requiring you to have a vaccination passport to get into most sports and entertainment venues. How can they do that? I mean, what if you can't get vaccinated? What if you've got a reason that, you know, that you're allergic to the vaccine? What if you're too young? What if it hasn't been your turn? What if all these things, if there's a thousand reasons, and now they're going to take away your personal rights to go to a entertainment venue?
Well, we had a, you know, I call it Team Bot, you know, because Team Bot not just is in your workforce. It could be somebody who helps your car run, your teeth people, your, you know, your doctors, your, you know, everything. Everybody. That helps you move your life forward.
Right.
Well, someone on Team Bot had a, had their shot, their first Moderna shot. And I spoke with this person yesterday talking about some future things that I'd like to get accomplished. And this person had a huge, huge, 3 days after allergic reaction, this person had to go to emergency, had hives on antihistamines, on steroids, and this person said, I'm not even going to take the second shot, I can't deal with it. So I'm sure he's not alone.
No, he's not alone.
And I think that I do know a handful of people that we know that just said, I'm not doing the shot.
And so now, because of that, they are, you know, at least if you're in New York, you can be punished. Okay, let's end this on a happy note. I had a private class for a shooting a couple weeks ago, and it was a ladies class with one gentleman who joined in. But they all want to have an advanced class where they can shoot more and do different things. But the problem was ammunition. So here's one of the ladies who has her birthday this past week. Guess what she gets now? Now this is, you know, what does she get for her birthday as presents? Oh, she gets all the regular presents. But then a couple of ladies brought in ammunition. Where they found it, I don't know, and I'm going to try and find out. But they brought her enough ammunition so I can take the advanced class.
Right, because
and
you
she
have
can.
To, how many rounds do you have to put?
You know, it used to be a lot. And so now we've got it down to about probably 150. Or less. I'll try and make it less than that for
this
for
is where
our
you're
class.
Doing
but you're doing a lot of shooting.
A lot of different scenarios, like you said, behind, around doors, around barrels.
Showing how to shoot from cover, how to load in,
right.
On the run, how to do all those things. Yeah. It's a class that you should be taking after you've got your basic CCW. And, anyway, this class, the ladies cut together and they want to have an advanced class. So now we have the ammunition for her.
Uh-huh.
The rest of them are, gathering it as we speak. So, okay, when we come back from our break, we've got Enjoy.
Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta. We're very excited to hear what's happening
well,
with their...
Really. It's Rhonda Albee.
She still goes by Rhonda Ball. Okay. Even though she has been married for years now.
Just some of us just can't get that.
I got it, Albee.
All right. Wait, we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It was record growth for the economy services sector. The Institute for Supply Management says its non-manufacturing index hit an all-time high last month. Most Americans are employed in the services sector. Debate over U.S. Capitol security is growing louder in the aftermath of last week's attack. It claimed the life of a police officer.
Republican Senator Roy Blunt says the Capitol is an important symbol of who we are. It must be secure but free.
I think the permanent fencing should come down. I don't think it does the job. In fact, the fencing was right there when the car drove through.
Officer William Evans was killed Friday when police say Noah Green ran his car into a barrier, then lunged with a knife. Green was shot and killed. Retired Lieutenant General Russell Honore, who led a review of security failures in the January attack, says the proposal to Congress includes more officers, updated screenings, and fencing that comes out of the ground as required. But it takes money.
Police in the Capitol deserve this. Our nation deserves it. And those families who've lost loved ones deserve it.
Their comments were made on ABC's This Week. I'm Julie Walker.
More than 300 homes evacuated in Manatee County, Florida. Crews continue working to prevent the collapse of a dam that's holding back a 79-acre wastewater pond.
What we're looking at now is trying to prevent and respond to, if need be, a real catastrophic flood situation.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The Supreme Court ruling in Google's favor in an $8 billion copyright dispute with Oracle. It had to do with some of the code that Google used to create the Android operating system. The high court ruled that Google did not violate copyright law. Stocks are surging on Wall Street. The Dow up 351 points, the S&P ahead 50, and the NASDAQ up 159. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar, and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us. And we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Buy a rack Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Turkish authorities have detained some former admirals after a group of retired top naval officials issued a midnight statement that government officials tied to Turkey's long history of military coups.
The 10 admirals have been given 3 days to report to police in deference to their age. To the government, the letter is blatant interference, reminiscent of the days of military coups. In the words of a spokesman for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, it's only 5 years since the last attempt failed. The admirals are warning against pulling out of the Montreux Convention of 1936, which restricts naval traffic through the Bosphorus Strait. President Erdogan's latest flagship project is the canal bypassing the strait to relieve congestion, to which the convention would not apply.
The BBC's Mike Sanders. Rescuers have recovered 25 bodies from a river outside of the Bangladesh capital after a ferry collided with another vessel and capsized. News and analysis at townhall.com. Police in the UK reporting more than 100 arrests in London during weekend demonstrations
against a proposal to increase police powers.
Thousands marched in towns and cities across the country to protest the police crime sentencing and courts bill, defying coronavirus restrictions. Police said the Kill the Bill protests were mostly peaceful, and most of those taking part observed social distancing. They said a small number of people were intent on causing disruptions. They said that those arrested committed alleged offences, including violent disorder, assaulting police officers, and breaches of coronavirus legislation. The police said 10 officers had been injured, though none of the injuries was believed to be serious. Zaria Shackley, London.
Amid a sharp rise in business, Delta Airlines had to cancel about 100 flights yesterday because of staff shortages, also opening up middle seats a month earlier than expected in order to carry more passengers. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott and Ashley at the head. And we know this is Gold Star Mothers, or Families Day. What else?
We are also looking at National Caramel Day, which is definitely one I'm going to be celebrating. Deep Dish Pizza Day, also on my agenda. And, Read a Roadmap Day.
Not for men. We know exactly where we are all the time. We don't need no stinking roadmaps.
Am I just old-fashioned? I love to have a big old paper map in front of me when I travel rather than GPS on a phone. There's just something organic about a paper.
And you know what else about a GPS is it takes you different places all the time, so you never really know the directions.
Yeah, I like to see them out.
And they're not always right. Hey, today is the 5th of April, 8:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Good morning, everybody. We're going to talk about the weather here. It's going to be, there'll be decreasing clouds. In fact, we can see right through the studio windows that the sun is coming out with a high of 72 today. Overnight lows, clear skies of 45. Tuesday calls for sunny with a high of 77. Overnight lows of 49. Wednesday, sunny. 75. Thursday, sunny. 76. Friday, sunny. As we progress for the weekend, we're going to have 79 on Saturday and 79 on Sunday. Beautiful skies ahead of us, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
You know, during the break right before we started, I discovered, you know, Linda's a sniffer.
I am.
Linda will you know, she picks up things and she sniffs it.
Smell it all the time.
Yeah, she smells it.
Everything.
And then I found out that James does it. Now, do you know how I almost broke Linda of that habit? One day she says, "What's that?" And I said, "That's a bear claw."
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
It was in a plastic bag. It's a bear claw.
Oh, gross.
And it was a bear claw with part of the bear on it still. And she goes, "Oh, really?" She looks at it, she opens it up, and she sniffs it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Almost broke her
Went
of the
up my
habit.
Nose.
And then, but no, like to, you know, we're here, of course, with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada, and we're talking about the new Enjoy magazine, and it feels heavier.
The April issue.
Yeah, and Linda goes, and she sniffs it. She says, "Oh, I smell new stories in there."
Hey, you know what? If it's good for, I mean, look at dogs, how valuable they are with their sniffers, right? You and I just come from a different sensory perspective.
Isn't that interesting?
It drove my father absolutely mad.
Well, my mom and I, when we go shopping, especially for makeup, I have to smell the lipstick because I can't put something on my face if it doesn't agree with my smell.
Mm-hmm. And your lips are right under your nose.
I know. That's exactly right. So my eyes, you know, at this stage of my life have changed. But my nose, I could smell people in line.
Oh, yeah.
I could smell people when I walk down the Costco aisle way.
No, I know. I do, too. When they pass me and there's that little breeze.
Yes.
And it's not always good.
No. No, I'm with you. I don't know. It's like sometimes I get a little gag reflex.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, what's wrong with
me? And mine is so acute. I know this is, but I work in a office with a lot of women.
Yes.
And as a man, it's funny, but I can tell you when they're all cycling.
Oh, I bet.
That, my nose is like supersonic.
Yeah,
it really is.
Supersonic. I like that supersonic sensor. In fact, that
and
should
I do.
Be.
I smell everything because it somehow connects me. Like,
right.
There's more information than just touching and seeing.
Exactly.
Like I do get a totally sense. I don't know what goes on in my head, but it is a connection. And it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, I just do it. It's like a thing that just my body goes, okay, I need to figure out what you are. But my dad used to almost punish me for it because it would drive him crazy. We'd be everywhere and I'd just smell everything.
Smell the clothes before you raced. Yeah. After you raced, you know that there were going to be some endorphins that went flying in the clothes.
Yeah. But in stores and stuff, because... You know, like big department stores have so many different smells.
Right. Like, let's talk
Rhonda,
a little
Rhonda,
bit.
Rhonda, are you having as much problem with this as I am? Or are you used
no.
to it?
She knows me.
Yeah. I'm not a big smeller, but I smell things. I mean but
you
I'm
can't
not.
Can't help it. But, you know, it's one of those
I do
things,
like the smell of print, though. I do really love that.
Newspaper.
And that means money. Yeah.
Well, I mean that's an interesting thing because it connects. I'm sure it's some kind of connect to your sensory of this is what I love to do, and that's part of the.
Well, and they say that obviously scent is one of the biggest. I mean, it's if not the biggest recaller of memory, and so I think there's a thing that when I smell lots of things and I smell them, it reminds me of all kinds of things in my life.
Yeah.
If I've smelled something before,
yes,
and I know it's either happy or sad or weird. I mean, I get a lot of emotions from smell.
Yes, we went on the trail yesterday. We took a walk. We went to church and then took a walk down behind the senior center. That trail, and I grew up for some years in Sacramento on the American River. And so when you're on the river, there's a smell when it's fresh in the morning. It comes off the water and into the plants. And it reminded me a lot of, right, we talked about that, about growing up. And we just really have, it's coming onto our radar and we want to start taking take advantage of the beautiful trails that we have here that we just have not walked on. Like, oh, my God, look at that, look at that. Anyway, we're here to talk about Enjoy. We can sit and socialize on here, but we want to talk about the magazine where you are at the store this particular month of April and the cover.
Isn't that fun?
Rick Bassetti. Cute.
Yeah.
Again, Rick Bassetti, I realized Rick, was a politician, and people make decisions on people because they're politicians. But Rick has always been a boy of summer. He has always been a baseball guy, and when he left politics, he totally redid baseball in this town with the Colt 45s. This is a man who lives and breathes baseball. That last year, when he made that announcement, he was in tears because this is the first time in his life since he was like 7, he wasn't going to have baseball in his life. And he is, he took South City Park and cleaned it up. We got a fence around it so people didn't have to worry. You could go out to games, wonderful baseball games.
There's nothing more than because I live in the garden track, so when it's happening, I can hear them. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
sure.
It kind of is a really kind of nostalgic feel like you
can
hear.
We miss
the cheers. Yeah. And
we miss broadcasting those games. We didn't make any money on those games.
No.
But you know what? It was just part of being here. Was
it's all American right there.
Broadcasting a local baseball game, and we've always been so fortunate to have really great announcers doing it. I mean, really great announcers. And from the very beginning.
Where you can still get hot dogs and snow cones.
Hot dogs, snow cones,
American
beer.
American feeling of singing the national anthem and then singing America the Beautiful at the, the whole thing.
Seventh inning
bubble
stretch.
Yep.
Bubble gum. Yeah. I mean, cowbells. Need more cowbells.
Sunflower seeds,
Sunflower seeds. You know what?
Oh, my God.
And then they made the announcement for this year. That
They're not going to?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't sure when we did the picture.
Right.
Oh, I thought for sure that they would.
I think we did, too. But
yeah, maybe they'll revisit
it.
The
problem with it is NCAA rules. The other thing is they have to find homes for all these young men. They've never had problems before. But anyway.
I would imagine that would have been. I don't know.
That would be
we're moving forward with we're moving forward with movies in the park.
Yes, of course. And well, so and the rodeo
and the theaters we've got word from about theaters.
Yeah.
So
anyway. Okay, so Rick Bisetti on the cover. And it's a great photo.
And his nephew.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe they'll do something mid season.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
I would
hope so.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Well, of course, you know what? And this would have been your alternative to Major League Baseball, which many people have just said that's it.
They're yeah.
They're tanked on Major League Baseball. And this is a great alternative to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was our Colt
gives them their, gives them their little thing to bite on.
Right.
Oh, this could
right.
have been a great year for that.
My granddaughter was up last weekend in a tournament at Big League Dreams from Antioch. I mean, there were traveling teams mm-hmm. up here playing and. It was
so like
fun
I said,
to watch.
Maybe there'll be, like I said, something that'll happen instead of it starting like it should have been right now
mm-hmm.
Or May, it will be something mid-season.
Too, yeah, bad they could, too bad they couldn't find some place even, I don't know, I don't know, a hotel, I don't know, somewhere where the teams could come, they could get tested before they come in the
right.
community, and then allow them to be part of the community but maybe live together in some kind of a
right.
larger dorm kind of situation.
Right.
Maybe, you know.
So there's
so that way they stay. Like,
let's pretend it's all on the table.
Yeah.
We want it.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so, yeah, so we're, you know, we're super excited. We got another April issue. This is issue 175, and it's Dream Big, Be Inspired. This is kind of like, you know, spring and the whole thing, you know, anew again.
Anew again.
Yeah. And one of the ads that we have, I just wanted to point out because I was looking at it and I was like, wow, this is amazing. So, you know, when we get back from our first break, we'll talk about
all
this.
All right. That sounds great.
Fun.
Okay. We'll be right back. KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. We are here with Rhonda Ball Alvey and James Mazzotta of Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Empire, all the great things that are going on. Stay with us.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
9.9 million Americans misused prescription drugs, with most of the prescription drugs coming from family and friends, often from medicine cabinets.
The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this serious public health and safety issue.
Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs
to the Reading City Hall, Saturday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For info, call 241-5958 or visit chemicalpeople.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more, right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room and listen to about, there's all types of things going on in here that have about being inspired and doing things that will inspire you.
Well, that's nice. I like to see that in the chat room.
Buy a Harley and lobby for Big Bike Weekend.
Mm. Mm.
To go to a gun show, buy a patio boat, be inspired out there.
Yeah, that's great.
Good going, Shaskovich.
I'm inspired by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
You're always inspired by
them. Well, you know what? I like the fact that they're local. And, you know, just don't think that when you walk in the door, what you see is that, you know, they got a lot of other things up their sleeve. So, you know, and they have wonderful Indian jewelry as well, and what they, you know, all kinds of stones and stuff. So if you need to have something reset or whatever. In fact, when we're here with the Enjoy folks, Enjoy, Rhonda Ball and James Masada, welcome back to our morning segment. But we wanted to talk about washedashore.org or washedashore, which is the new Turtle Bay. I thought at first this was a piece of jewelry.
Right? Doesn't it look like it?
It's pretty amazing.
And look at how big it is. You can't. So what we're looking at here is a seahorse sculpture made out of trash that's washed ashore. But you can see the size because look at the top, the crown. Those are full-size brooms and toilet brushes.
Really?
So that'll give you a perspective of how actually big that is.
And this is stuff that is that has literally
washed ashore.
Yeah. Well, we know that we've been reading lately about containers falling off big shipping containers falling off ships. So you can just imagine. I don't know if that's closed and it goes to the bottom of the ocean or
no. Most of them float right below the surface, which
makes
it so dangerous. If you're doing passages in a smaller boat, because that's why a lot of people are putting sonar out that can ping in front of them 100 yards. At least they get a
they get to know that they're going to crash.
So when they hit them, they could be ready.
A business could be helicopters that fly over and are able to see sonar and pick up some of those containers. But this particular exhibit is about the indoor-outdoor exhibit, highlights the perils of plastic pollution.
Yeah. And and it's a catch-22, right? You look at this and you go, how incredible. And then your brain switches to me, like, how sad, right?
It is.
That we have actually had to come to a point where we have to create sculptures out of garbage just so that people can be aware of what we're doing. Right?
And the good thing, there are places, they're like floating, it's like it's the Sargasso Sea, that they kind of like, because of the way the ocean currents are, they kind of come together and accumulate.
And build islands.
I mean, we're talking about square miles of debris out there. The only good thing about this is people recognize that. And there's ships going out there literally filling ships up with this stuff. They keep biting away at it. But this is an expensive proposition to do that.
It is.
But at least they're trying to do something about it. And this way kind of brings a little awareness, I hope, to everybody about.
So when you, I just thought it was cool, and I thought that, you know what, people need to realize that Turtle Bay is open. They have brought in an exhibit, and it starts April 3rd and goes through October 31st.
It started Saturday.
Yeah.
So
fantastic.
And I believe these come from Oregon.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's a place.
Well, there are a lot of companies now. There's like Ocean Cleanup. My sons wear these bracelets that are made out of trash. And it's pretty cool because they're really cool looking. And I always like, oh, those are cool. And they're like, oh, yeah, you donate, like, I think it's $5 to their cause for cleaning garbage. And then they use that money to make jewelry out of it that you can wear. So it's an upcycled process. So I think it's really cool. One thing, too, I mean, it's not a story that we do, but since we're on the topic of trash, there's a company out of one of the Scandinavian countries where they have this really cool machine they call the Interceptor. And they have identified through AI and all this kind of stuff that there is 1,000 rivers in the world that do 90% of the pollution for the entire planet. So they've narrowed it down to these 1,000, I think it's 1,000 rivers. And what they've done is they've created this floating, it's like a small ship that's cool. It's very futuristic. It's got solar panels on the top, so it uses the sun to charge its batteries, and that's what does all the operation. And it sends out this line with this floating buoy that kind of is an arc across the river, right? And all the debris that's floating down the river right before, so they set these up right before it gets to the ocean. And all the debris gets caught in this like line that's spread out and floating, and it leads it to the front of the ship, and then the ship's got these automatic arms that grab the garbage and put them in bins, and then it sends it to the back, and it cleans the river. So on average, I think they say like 96% of all the debris floating down the river is actually collected by this machine. And so they're like, if they can get enough money to put 1,000 of these ships on each one of these rivers, it would capture almost 95% of all the garbage that's going into the ocean from our rivers.
Well, this is pretty amazing. Again, if you pick up the Enjoy magazine, you can get it for free most places. It's and of course it's supported by our local businesses and by people who advertise on their magazine, and you guys have done a great job. But this is a beautiful wash to shore. And Art to Save the Sea at Turtle Bay, which they have in the corner. We are committed to being a safe place during the pandemic. So you too can go see the new exhibit.
And then afterwards you can donate your mask and they can make something cool out of it.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Really? Because that's something that just disturbs me.
I know. When you go to Target or something and you like every shopping cart you pick up and go in's got masks.
Oh, I know. Or on the ground.
Too. Well, you know, I carry a mask with me at all times. Now, do I wear it? It depends. If I go into, I'm pretty ambivalent about it because, you know, we've been vaccinated and all this, but I go into a store and I kind of look around, and if there's like 50% or 60% of the people wearing masks, yeah, okay, I'll put a mask on. If it's not, I don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, does that make me a bad person?
I don't think so.
But yesterday I had my mask on and off in Ace Hardware on Saturday. I had it on, then I had it off, then I had it on. Then when one of the guys came up to help me, I put it back on again. Then I took it off in the line. I mean, you know what? Frankly, it's becoming a real burden.
Yeah.
And so, but I don't throw it in the parking lot, no matter what I feel.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next?
So here's another really cool, again, this is about inspiration and growing and spring and, you know, anew. And this is, of course, one of our monthly stories from Kimberly Nicole Woods Bonet.
Yes.
Kimberly Bonet is what she goes by here.
Yeah. In this space, she goes by Bonet.
Okay.
Yeah. Everywhere she goes by something different if she's doing her jewelry.
All right. Herstory.
Herstory, yeah. Mm-hmm. But this is one of her cool, I love the way that she writes because I love, it's very laid out and you can follow it, like, mm-hmm. you know, and it's always self-help kind of a thing.
You don't need to read things into this. Kimberly is very clear in how she writes things. I mean, she is, whether it's comments on Facebook or these. Yeah, you're right. You don't have to.
Is this like journal writing, what she's talking about
this
here?
This is about setting goals. Yes. And then this is, there are, she's given basically, these are all common sense, but if we all know, common sense has vanished out of our society, right? So this is 24 things.
It's a higher level.
Yeah. 24 things to do to achieve goals. And it's just simple statements where, you know, do some soul searching, figure out what's important, right? What else? Set a goal. You have to first set a goal, mm-hmm. write it down. It seems dumb and basic at some point, but you're like, sometimes people forget how things work, you know?
Just your basics. I mean, it was very interesting because we're going to start a segment on the first Monday of the month, and it was an astrologer talking about how, you know, because we've had the planets, a lot of times this affects us when we think the full moon, must be a full moon, or Mercury's in retrograde, don't sign any contracts. But there literally has been three and four different planets that have been moving backwards, because I thought, why is there such negative and pull, and I'm feeling so blue? And it really basically was a planetary thing. I really believe that, besides, you know, people acting weird and acting opposite. Anyway, so things are going to be moving forward, and I love this in this article here that you can pick up from the Enjoy magazine, is do not ask permission from others. You're living your dream and not anyone else's.
Right.
That's a tough one, because people want to be accepted, but I think we're going to be digging in deeper than ever. And listen, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I need to do. The other one is be bold. Sometimes you'll have to step out on a limb to live that dream. Do what you can, to make an educated decision and create a safety net, but be willing to take the risk on yourself.
Yep.
So I think that I want to believe
people
this.
Take risks all the time.
Yes.
When it
has to do with somebody else.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is kind of like, okay, this is my decision. I'm going to live by it. I hope to think, and I know that, you know, we're in a new beginning. There's new beginnings starting now. It's April. It's, you know, it's spring, the equinox. We have new beginnings. So I think that this is really timely to have this article now come out, about how you can set a goal. I don't care if it's your garden. I don't care if it's your, whatever it may be, cleaning your desk, just something so simple, writing a story or sending a letter.
Gave me side eye on that one.
Oh, what does that mean?
Chuckled. Oh, my desk could use some cleaning.
Well, on that note, let's take a break.
Okay, and this portion of your show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals, committed to providing the very best service.
Yeah.
Locally operated, local board of directors, three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street, right in downtown Reading, and the other at 192, the main branch, 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old cobblestone.
Mm-hmm. That's a
shopping
beautiful
center.
Building.
And if you go cobblestone, you could say the old Rady Shopping Center. And you can visit online at bankcornerstone.com. They want you to experience how they've been moving local dreams forward and continue to do that. 8:31 in the morning, 54 degrees here on the 5th of April. We'll be right back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now the new Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed is only $14.99, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate healthcare. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah. Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. What do I say? This radio station has so many different shows. Your eclectic radio station. The time is 8:35 in the morning, 56 degrees out there. Today is the 5th of April and Crackmaster Windshield Repair brings us this portion of the show. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. He's been doing this for several decades. He doesn't take chances with your safety. It's a veteran-owned business, and that tells me something, too, because Jeff lives to the highest tenets of professionalism. As you would expect, you know that they are a certainty when he makes a repair. He doesn't take chances. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff can fix that for you, and he's not going to waste your time by fixing something he knows you're not going to like because of where it is. So, that's Jeff Horst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He gives free consultations, free appraisals. There, give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment or stop by 3208 South Market Street. We're here with Enjoy the Magazine with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, and we're going to talk about that. The lead-in music, or bump music there, was from A Wonderful Life with James Stewart, and the Christmas classic that started off a little slow but has become one of the favorite movies and, in fact, was played at the Cascade Theater several years ago, on the big screen and filled up the theater. Mm-hmm. And there was no noise in there. The people really, really enjoyed this movie. And this article on page 23 is about one of the people in it.
Okay, so
it's your turn.
Yeah. Carolyn Grimes was 6 years old when she played Zuzu Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life. She lives in Shastina, and she is the unofficial ambassador for It's a Wonderful Life. So she travels all over and talks about her experiences. And so we have a great story about John Lewis was able to talk to her. It's really kind of cool because the photographer that went to her house and took her pictures called me after on her way home, and she said, "Oh my gosh, this is the best part of my job to meet people like this." She said she was so wonderful. So anyway, so this is a story about her life. She was an actress a child actress, and when she was a teenager, I believe her parents died, and she was sent off to live with her aunt and uncle. Away from the Hollywood life, and had a pretty tough life after that. You know, she got married and had two kids, got divorced. The ex-husband died not long after that. She got married again. After 25 years, her husband died, and not long after that, or actually her youngest child died, and not long after that, her husband died. So she's had some sadness in her life.
So it wasn't such a wonderful life.
Yeah,
but now, you know,
she's loving traveling
and living in Lake Shastina. She's moved up to the beautiful North State. Because I said, this is a great story, but what is it? How is it
related
into our community? Well, there, she's part of the community now.
Yeah. Yep.
I love how it talks about how she got to rub elbows with people like John Wayne, Cary Grant, Bing Crosby, and it just, the list goes on and on. And she was saying how that her parents were with her all the time, protecting her, but also just, you know, teaching her that these were just normal human beings that, you know, cry and bleed and all that, just like that. So there wasn't that
aw.
Yeah, that aw. She was just kind of part of the team. So,
So what do you guys think about what's happening in downtown Reading? You have a store that's located right down there, with streets that have opened up now, and you've got this through traffic that people, what's the change for you?
It's crazy town. I mean,
it's so nice to see people walking downtown.
There are people everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, they cannot, in my opinion, cannot build that parking structure fast enough because there's just so many people downtown. There's nowhere to park. There's nowhere to, you know.
And First Friday.
And I'm not complaining. That's a good thing. But you know what I mean? Like,
and where's the parking structure going to go?
So the parking structure, they're already on, I think, story number four or five. It's supposed to be seven stories. It's right here by the college building.
I just wanted to hear from you.
The college building. So when you look at the
seven
plan,
stories?
It's going to be seven stories.
Well, you know, the thing about it, too, and it's going to be paid parking. You've got to pay there. But it's going to be, you know, talking to the Knott brothers, that it's going to be to pay for the security and keeping it, you know, in shape, as opposed to our last parking structure that we just let, the city just let disintegrate around us.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if having security is a good idea.
You know, the good question would be is the city going to then continue to have their meters out once that's open? Since you're paying there, you can make the choice to go there and pay, which, you know, I would do, but are the rest of the streets going to be for free parking, or are they going
to
put...
That'd be interesting. Who would be the person to ask that question to?
Probably Steve Bain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I called him the other day about the about a fence blocking an alley and why that was. I mean, it's a, you know, an alley which people use to get through. Now it's got a fence blocking it. But that's a different show. But having the and the thing about the meters is it's such a, you know, a higgly-wiggly way of keeping them enforced, because they won't come by for 2 months, and then they come by for 2 days, and they clean up, I guess. Maybe that's the idea. So I won't mention that.
I did put a quarter in your meter, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you're okay till 9, I believe.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, I could be wrong.
Well, I hope so, because I didn't put a quarter in.
Well, I've been lucky for a long time, but through this whole build-out downtown, I've gotten 4 parking tickets.
Okay. So, really, it's very interesting.
That's up to felony level, isn't it?
Probably.
Well, when you walk downtown in this new, how it moves through, I couldn't believe it. Yesterday I was driving down Market, and I thought, I can see all the way through to the Cascade Theater.
You can. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
From here all the way down. Yeah, that's what makes it so kind of really cool to me, is that it really looks like a downtown Main Street kind of USA.
Right. And then when you're driving down there in front of these buildings, it's like, where are we? All of a sudden, the whole feeling of downtown Reading.
It has a total
different vibe. Where are we? Are we in Bend
a lot of professionals have jumped on it and are filming down those streets. So they're doing TV commercials or, you know, ads in magazines and billboards where they're shooting in that downtown section now. And when you see them, it doesn't look like they're in Reading anymore. Yeah,
right.
You're like,
right.
Where are they?
Right.
Yeah.
Is this something that you all made?
No.
We didn't make that.
He's looking at a magazine of downtown.
Yeah.
Jefferson.
But it's in the
Jefferson
magazine.
Thomas did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but I mean,
Anne's husband. He's obviously an artist.
They just did this, and then you put it. In it. Okay.
Yeah. So we're a sponsor for this whole big thing that's going on. So one of the cool things about an addition to downtown is that they've gotten finally all this to go through, and this is the big, and we actually, then the very next page, it says, in the loop, the downtown connecting loop trails. So this has been the big push forever and ever, was to get this trail system finished so that you can now effectively access any place in Reading from uptown, downtown, the trails, so on and so forth, through this new loop system. And then I believe the McConnell Foundation has donated the money to rebuild in downtown a new kind of bike hub where it'll have a cafe and places where you can come park and lock your bikes and then walk downtown or do whatever you need to do. But this is just a whole encouragement to make all of our cities accessible by walking, bicycle, scooter, whatever mode of transportation you're kind of doing besides a car. So this is all part of that. And starts on page 26 or 7. Yeah, so it starts on 28, and then it goes to 31, which is the story about the new lube system.
Exciting. That's really exciting.
Yeah, so, you know, they had to get access to certain roads, you know, and then I guess they're closing them down. And I'm not sure what that side road is.
Well, that's River, isn't it, Riverside?
Is it?
I think
yes,
the one that they're shutting
Riverside.
Down. Because they're building a ramp also right now from the River Trail. There by the diesel horse, and they're building a ramp that's going to go across, and it's going to have a light there so people can hit it, you know, so they'll see, you know, people are walking across.
Oh, sure.
And then they shut the River Trail down, Riverside Drive down to, I think it's Court Street.
Mm-hmm.
No, not Court Street.
I think it is Court Street. It turns into Benton?
No, it is Court Street. Turns into Benton right there.
Yeah.
So half it will be open, half it will be closed.
And then I've even heard they've talked about also extending the trail to get to, like, Viking Skate Country, Turtle Bay area by...
Well, it's close to it right there.
Yeah, but instead of having to come through and then go across over the overpass, they actually want to put a trail that kind of borders the cemetery on the freeway side of things so that you can actually just go right from there.
This, when it finishes, and we got to take a break here, is that it's going to be a way you can drive your bicycle or these new electric bikes, which seems to be the, you know, a way to go so that you don't wear yourself out.
Or scooters.
Yeah. Well, we saw the scooters yesterday, and I'm still not sold on those scooters when they're doing like 15 miles an hour down the River Trail. I'm just not sold on it yet. Nice
I like
people.
Them. I ride them.
But 15 miles an hour down the River Trail, or which you can live with that. But the sidewalks? No. NEMA. I mean, these guys come through
here.
Well,
they're technically not. But, I mean, when you,
well, they're not supposed to
when
be
you
on
launch
the
it, it says don't ride it on the sidewalk.
Yeah, well,
but they do.
Don't smoke marijuana.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that's been in the business for several decades. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they're open for appointments. They've been running appointments only for, before the COVID, and it works really well. You can just come in, get your hair cut. I like to come in early so I can catch up on my reading in there. They have everything from National Geographic, Car and Track, Aviation, all of these things. The Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, the only place I've had my hair cut in 14 years. Cypress Square Barbershop. 8:46 in the morning, 54 degrees out there, and we'll be right back.
Brighter there, you can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, things will be great when you're down.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the Visible River Aquarium, Caverns Exhibits, Parrot Playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion starting April 1st through June 24th. Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th. Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th and one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the visible river aquarium, caverns exhibits, parrot playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:50 in the morning here in our studios, 54 degrees out there on the 5th of April. And gosh, we've run through this, but we're here with Wanda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. Okay, our next article is...
How the West Was Won.
There you go.
Red Bluff Roundup celebrates 100 years.
So this That's is crazy.
Amazing.
Centennial celebration. So this article isn't necessarily about specifically the Roundup. This is about the celebration for 100 years. And so this is just a great read to talk about, you know, history here, Americana.
Their beginnings.
Yeah, the roots of rodeo, all that kind of stuff. So it's a good read, and we just wanted to point out that a lot of these events that have been canceled are coming back, but mm-hmm. they are coming back with limited seating. So as far as we discussed at a break, I think the Red Bluff Roundup and Reading Rodeos and stuff are already sold out just because of capacity and stuff that they have to control. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, the whole thing. So, but we're going to have hopefully John Gowney from the Growney. Of Growney Brothers, who was the big stock contractor there. I think he's taking kind of a step back. And I think the general manager of the Red Bluff Roundup will be with us Friday. And John always has great stories from his time in there.
He's wonderful. And I'm glad I'm
going
to be here.
He and Linda have something going here, but, you know.
I know, he's just great.
He turns his horse around, comes back during the rodeo, and gives her a kiss.
He does a lot to support... you know, when they do Think Pink, it's a big, big thing. He's got a hand in that as well. Okay, one of the articles you have on page 47, for those that are online following Enjoy the Magazine, as we flip through to show, to different articles, a whole lot of nuts. And this is about North State Holding. Now, I love that there's information here I didn't know about as well. You know, what is this article about?
It's amazing to think about all of what goes on in farming. You know, we just take it for granted. We're at stores. We're at our local farmers markets. We're wherever you're getting your food. But if you really think about the supply chain and, like, you follow that, you know, you stick an almond in your mouth and you chomp away on it. But if you follow that almond back, mm-hmm. you know, all the way to the tree, it's like pretty amazing what happens. So this is an organization that's here in Northern California with us, one of our community members that started back in 1968. It's called North State Hulling, H-U-L-L-I-N-G, formed to help family almond growers effectively hull their nuts. Now in their 53rd year, they have over 140 member farmers, and it's pretty much run by farmers. And this is for the ability for local almond farmers to bring their truckloads to a facility where they are, you know, hulled, and the nut is taken out so that it can be go to market. And then the hulls are used for all kinds of things, from feed to energy production. So they are used as a biofuel. So it's just pretty cool.
They call it regenerative agriculture and resilient systems. Okay, it's their 477 acre property. Mm-hmm. It says that we can produce 60 to 80 million pounds of almond meat per season at the new location.
I would like to talk about that. Is this also one of those things, because you can buy, never mind. I was totally in the wrong nut, okay? I had the wrong nut here.
Okay.
I was going to talk about pistachios. I said,
no. Well, this is about almond.
Do they also just kind of crack them halfway?
Almond culling. So, very interesting. Again, you can go to northstatehulling.com, H-U-L-L-I-N-G, and find out more about this. But really find it in the, with the pictures and everything, in the Enjoy magazine.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, this, a lot of these almonds and stuff are being used for just packaging, for almond milk. You know, we know the Mariani family, and they're a big nut family that's here in the North State. And they make, I'm an okay fan. I like nuts, and almonds are great, but they're not my favorite nut. You know, I'd much rather have a cashew or a Brazil nut or, like you said, pistachio.
Yeah.
I like walnuts, but they make a Marconin nut or whatever, and I don't know what they do to it, but it has a little bit of olive oil and a little bit of salt on it, and they are the bomb.
Well, almonds are, and almonds, there are almonds on the tree and almonds afterwards, is that the...
Did they shake the L out of them?
They shake, yes.
I'm not really sure. I don't understand the whole almond and almond.
Neither do I, so I just, you know, I stick with what I know.
Maybe somebody can call in and share with us if they know, because I'm sure there's a lot of almond farmers.
Yep.
Or somebody from this North State.
I think the farmers call them almonds,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, because I think I had family members that had an almond farm.
LaMaffa calls them almonds.
LaMaffa. Yeah. Okay, you guys, finally, let's do a plug for you. We're going to talk about eggs, but then I do want to talk about your Enjoy the Store line.
Yeah, so we have a double page spread ad here, and I think it looks fantastic, and we're super, super proud. We as a company have finally used the resources and the contacts and all the people that we work with on a daily basis throughout Northern California that are producers to create our new line of goods called Redding Goods Company. This is a celebration of Redding and allowing people that are looking for great gift opportunities to share with the world some of the great things that we have to offer here in Redding. So it's going to be constantly growing, bless you. And right now in the line we have olive oil out of Corning. We have beautiful, thick, dark balsamic. We have five different flavors of pistachios. We have two jams right now. We have candles. We have Juke Market bags. We have pillows and dish towels. And soon to have chocolate, honey, coffee, all really great, cool stuff that we're working with local producers to put under a Redding name. So, and we'll have a dedicated website for ordering online. But you could come in and we'll put together a gift for you at any shape and size. Put it in a bag. Put it in a box.
Put it in a box. I can tell you. I can tell you what it was. You know, it has been nothing but accolades every time I come down there and you put a box together and we ship it to somebody. They love it.
Thank you. And the nice thing about this line is we've really created it as a giving back. So a percentage of everything that we sell will be collected and will be used in a program for us to celebrate other people in our community that have a need.
Okay. And finally, Incredible Edible. I am a hard-boiled fan. I can have one every day. I love it. So you've got this incredible article in here that says there's 280 million egg-laying hens in the United States, an average a hen lays 250 to 300 eggs per year. That's about 75 billion eggs. I love the fact of what you have in here.
This story cracked me up. And there's lots of little egg puns in here too, but yeah, it has some great information about eggs and different ways you can use hard-boiled eggs. Mm-hmm. You know,
this is specifically about hard-boiled. Yeah. Okay, as I was going to say, yeah. I like an egg no matter what you do to it.
You know,
hard, soft, runny.
It's a great little get you through, especially in the summer.
It has
now. Where do you think the number one laying place for eggs is, which state in the country?
California.
No. Nope. I don't know. Or somewhere in the
Midwest. Iowa.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it makes sense because of all the rules we've put on our chicken industry.
Yeah.
Outpacing number two in Ohio, which
we're not even
there's
close.
7-9 billion per year out of Ohio. But my fourth grade teacher had chicken
she was
ranch.
A chicken?
Yeah, she had chicken ranch.
Thank you so much.
This is great, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Got to go. Here. KCNR 96.5 FM, thank you all for the enjoy moment. And this is Carl and Linda Bott. We'll see you tomorrow.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.